Good morning, everybody. Kevin Barna here, KB Logix Business Solutions and KBL e-commerce, and recently our new private line, KBL Activewear, and our other new private line, KBL CBD, which is a very, very, you know, high quality, the highest quality available, bar none, CBD and hemp products. And if anybody doesn't, is not up to speed, and you know, they think that that's, you know, they think of marijuana or THC, it's derived from that plant. There's no drugs in it. It's actually, there's a high, very, very, there's a lot of medicinal value, tons of medicinal value. So when you look it up, you just read the descriptions. It's all, you know, scientifically, you know, extensively studied, and it's FDA approved, the whole nine. I mean, it's some of the best thing in the world. It's incredible. It does really good things for a lot of people from a medical and health perspective. I mean, it's a difference maker. So check it out. It can change your life so many good ways. And it's not the euphoric, in the euphoric way that you might think. So, you know, check it out if you're not aware of it. All right. So anyway, today is January 1st. It's Eastern time. It's 11 a.m., 5 after. So happy new year to everybody. And, you know, I guess today's the day you kind of look at the past year, and you just think about what you could have done better and what you could have done different. And what a unique year it was. You know, we had a global pandemic. You know, the economy, I think, did okay considering everything. But it turned us upside down. Nobody knew really what to expect. It, you know, they really tested us in a lot of ways. And it looks like, you know, hopefully these vaccines will give us a chance to turn things around and just build on. I think it will, actually. I think that's the general consensus. So, you know, anybody who's looking back on last year and thinking, well, let me focus on what was wrong with it and what I could do, you know, things that weren't good, don't do that. You know, the right way to go about it is to go back and focus on first and foremost all of the things that you're thankful for. Just go back and, you know, think about all the things you do have, and really take time, put some thought into your loved ones, your family, your kids, your parents, your sisters and brothers, neighbors, friends, roof over your head, food, you know, in your belly every day. I just, you know, where you're really at, and then go back and say, you know, what would I like to, would have liked to have had, you know, different, or what can I improve on, or as opposed to that, you don't want to start off with that woe is me, you know, and life dealt me a bad hand. Come from a position of strength, and then take that. Be confident about it. Say, yeah, I'm all right. Now, here's how I'm going to improve it. And you're in good shape. You'll be much better off. And the people will listen. Nobody wants to hear that. Obviously, everything's, well, yeah, when I was dealt a bad hand. But anyway, that's not what this meeting, or this video, I'm sorry, me, it's not really a meeting, this video is about. You know, KB Logix Business Solutions. Some of you guys have been following us regularly, and I appreciate that a great deal. You know, it's kind of almost like a relaunch. KB Logix Business Solutions is the parent company to KBL e-commerce and all of the online store and everything related to it. You know, and just a little brief history with KB Logix. You know, I've been selling enterprise level technology solutions for businesses for 14, 15 years, now close to 15, a little bit less. But a few years back in 2017, right in the middle of 17, I said, you know, let me go out and do my own thing. And right before that, I really started focusing in the hospitality space. Marriott brands in particular, Hilton brands. And it was the time in 2015, and that fiber optics, which is a difference maker as far as the quality of internet product that was available for businesses, and things like that. And, fiber optics is when you hear of DIA, dedicated internet access, or Verizon calls it EDI, Ethernet dedicated internet, or AT&T gives it their own AT&T name, ADI, AT&T dedicated internet. They're so big they can name it after themselves. What all that means is it's a dedicated internet connection. It's synchronous or symmetrical, the upload and download speed. So it's a lot more efficient. Fiber optics is more efficient, and it's not on a shared network. So that makes a big difference. It's like having your own private lane during rush hour on the interstate. No other traffic on your internet. So it's dedicated. It's got a 99.99% serviceability rate. And then the hotel industry, hospitality, the business travelers, and there's a big segment, they'll leave if the internet's not working. It's a big deal. They'll go to another hotel where it is working. So big companies like Marriott and Hilton, who, they've always have the finger on the pulse of all those sorts of things, and they know how valuable it is. And so they started at around 15 to 16. And I knew if one did it, the others would follow suit. But they created new standards, brand standards, to be any brand. I'm a hotel owner, for an example. Well, I could just be Mom and or Kevin Barnett Hotel or Motel or whatever, or I could choose to be a Marriott brand. But then I have to build my store and make it meet Marriott's specs, their specifications. And part of that's going to be their minimum internet, their technology standards. And in 2015, they realized the difference, how much of a difference maker. And by the way, fiber optics was at that time becoming much more readily available. It was available everywhere. So because I found out about all this and they were actually required to upgrade, I jumped right into that space. And I really liked the space that, doing work in that industry. And I have been really kind of focusing on it to a large extent ever since. But what I noticed back then when I was working for others, anytime a business wants or needs, the technology, communications, data, connectivity, internet, it's the lifeblood of any business. And anybody think about that for a minute. If you disagree, click out of here. Right? But think about it. If you're a business owner, or if you work for someone, if your internet, if you don't have it, and all your competitors do, however you use it to communicate or to enter data or to place an order, to track your orders or submit an order, or communicate with other affiliated business or whatever it might be, if it's not there, how does that affect your business? It's a and your personal life. It's not a level playing field anymore, is we rely on it, and it's a utility. If you look up the definition, by definition, it has become a utility, maybe just as essential as, heat or electricity. We need it really to survive or to have the chance to thrive or to just, to make a living. Without it, where are you left with? So it is an essential. If you can't make money or survive without it, it becomes an essential. It's a utility. All right. So, with that in mind, what I did back then is I decided to, I was like, I'm watching. And if you have a business, and then the bigger you are, the more you'll deal with like an account executive, per se, and down in the South, the incumbent local exchange carrier, the ILEC, is AT&T. All right. One of the top two or three, four or five, one of the biggest companies in the world, and top two or three telecoms with Verizon and China Telecom. So those are the three best, actually China Mobile. But those are the three biggest. They're doing close to $300 billion now. I haven't looked recently, but up in that a year and revenues. Okay, Verizon's the incumbent local exchange carrier. a carrier in the Northeast, which would be like your eight, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Well, so they're the incumbent. And before things became more and more software defined, digital world that we live in, it was more so an incumbent, an ILEC, you know, really had the wire centers and the infrastructure. And so the other, any other carrier, they called them a CLEC, a competitive local exchange carrier. And in many ways, they piggybacked off some of the facilities of the ILEC. And so they were, you know, they weren't quite as big, or just didn't have as strong of a foothold. And in other words, that was Verizon's footprint, and it was AT&T's footprint. And those two pretty much covered the vast majority of the United States, just those two companies alone. And then you had like Windstream's got some pockets, and you know, CenturyLink and some of these other big companies who, so what I did, by the way, and what happens is when you contact this account executive and they come out and they look at what you have and what's working and what's not, and then they're going to fit you into their menu of products, right? They're not going to say, and then nobody's the best in every area. And just because they're the biggest doesn't mean, and I'm not saying they are or they're not, but it doesn't mean by any means they're the best. Now, how does a business go shop around? How do you know where to start? And how do you know who's telling the truth? You just don't know. You're just listening to what they're telling you, right? It's really impossible. It's a full-time job, and it takes you away from your core competencies, what you're really there at your job to do. Somebody's got to do that. And it's not easy. So what I did was, you know, when I branched down, I saw so much of that. And the fact of the matter is, an account executive is loyal to the company that pays him, period. First, he's going to, and then there's pressure. He's going to fit you into his box of his menu. I mean, he's not going to say, go to CenturyLink's way better. It's much better. That's never going to happen. So, you know, hope you get with somebody that has, you know, that's okay at the very least, and you do, yeah, you're all right. But there's areas that could be better. There's no way to know. It doesn't even matter if you're, say, went to school and you're educated in that space. It doesn't mean you know which, you know, and it's not something you do every day. You just understand how it works, or from a technological perspective, you know, maybe conceptually how things are something, and no way does that tell you which provider has the best products or services and why, or that, you know, unless you've just experienced it firsthand and then being able to see, witness all of them. And how do you do that? You can't. So I realized that. And, you know, the biggest thing, and to pay attention to this part right here, this is really the one ingredient that I built my business model around, structured it around. And I just knew I really had pulse on the situation. And, you know, small businesses get bigger. Small businesses become big businesses, right? Technology is always changing. It's changing more rapidly than ever, right? So with that in mind, and also think about this, the only way you really create value, it doesn't matter what it is if you answer a need. If there's value there, it's giving you something, it's putting you in a better position, saving time, saving you money, streamlining your efficiencies, creating business. It's answering a need, and you feel that, you notice that it's tangible, right? That's value. And then you feel value. You feel like I got value. So to be able to do that in a way that nobody can compete, I went on my own, and I decided, you know, I'm going to create all these people I know in the industry, and I'm just going to establish relationships, partnerships, non-exclusive, with as many telecoms, cloud service, managed service, internet service providers of every type, from WAS, which is wireless, and fiber optic, every, and so I've got right now, I've got over 300 partnerships and all the Fortune 500s that I mentioned and that you know their names. And from a branding perspective, you've heard of AT&T and Verizon and all kinds of other ones, some that may be better in so many areas, but you may not have heard of the names, or maybe you have. But I'm aware of all of them. I've worked with all of them. People switch, go from one company to another, and the key to it for me the way I always view it is the relationship, right? So the relationship is what's most valuable. So when I was really starting to think about me, I could do some things on my own. And at the end of the day, it's really, truly an unfair advantage. These are the things that aren't right. You know, the customer, these aren't really being fully answered, because you can fit you in a box and you're not going to get, you know, how do you shop and how do you really get these companies to compete and you get the best value? It's impossible. So by creating all these partnerships and, you know, establishing my business around the culture, so that it's ingrained. So it's the number one thing that should never be forgotten on any presentation, on any time a customer is inquiring or wants an evaluation. You know, we everything is solutions based. If you're just a small business with two people and you need just an internet, it might just be come down to price. And there are differences between all kinds of differences in product. And we're able to, of course, we're familiar with that. We can explain them. But, you know, my focus is on enterprise level technology solutions, which are big and intricate. And, you know, so the way I operate and the way I built my business was exactly with that in mind, around the customer's need 100% of the time. If there's not a need being answered, and there always can be, by the way, because there's always better options for everybody, because they're so limited to who they feel like their options are, or who they can shop, or if they can use some of it with this company and some of it with that kind of thing, whatever's best for them. Being able to evaluate, find out what their needs are. And one of the most important parts, by the way, of the evaluation is not just who your technology, what you currently have and what you'd like and how that's working, but it's really your entire business. Just how do you function? What's the, you know, core, that, you know, part of that that really that's important to you? And is it efficient? I mean, communications with customers, or just travel and getting to and from, and just, you know, maybe it's a portal software. And if you can skip 5 keys, it saves each person an hour a day just to get from here. And so just what is it that's right? What is it that's not? What is it that the company does? What's valuable? And after that, I come to do an evaluation. I have access. I already know that based on the type of need that you have, what you currently have, you know, the difference between what you have and what the best options are, and different products when you bundle them and how that benefits you, and so many things. And, you know, what I've learned in a hotel and a multi-dwelling, multi-tenant space is how to increase net operating income, how to, which increases your capitalization rates, which is your operating income. And I'm going to get into that, by the way, down the road. Any of you that don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, but increase your NOI. That's how profitable your business is. Lower the OPEX, the operating expenditures, how much it costs to do business. So many things that help generate revenue. Technology is an amenity. It could generate revenues and seamlessly in so many ways. And there's ways that happens that never crossed your mind. I'm around it all the time. And I automatically, it's just the way I think. It's the way I do things. Maybe you've got 3 guys each day that have to stay late, and they dread it. And, you know, they get paid, but they got other things they want to do. And I'm just coming up with this off the cuff, by the way. It's hypothetical. And you have customers that, just in case they show up, maybe they've got to deal with. And maybe there's the technology that can handle that for you seamlessly. And everything's software defined now. Everything's smart, intelligent. And you can eliminate that labor cost, and the customer, it can benefit, it might be a much better experience. And maybe there's a way to monetize where they say, you know what, you have to pay this a couple bucks, and now you generate. Yeah, there's so many ways. It's all based on a case by case basis. I've had big camps. There's one up in Indiana that I was doing work with a Jewish organization in Chicago, and locations all over the U.S. And he said, you know, they call us this one other one affiliate of ours. It's a camp, and you know, they're out there a little bit, and they've got this T1s that they're still using, which is 1.5 meg, and then you split that 1 point up and down. It's a circuit, 23 channels coming in and out. It was invented in 1947. A little bit antiquated, right? Still, it just, there's not enough bandwidth. It's just not sufficient to keep up with today's technology. And this was a couple of years ago. And so he qualifies for dedicated synchronous fiber, 100 meg, 1,000 times better product. I mean, it works all the time. Well, the problem is they had to do construction to bring it in and all these different things. And then he had this big campus and cell phones that went from one side to the other. And he's got all these quotes and hundreds of thousands up front and all this money on a monthly recurring basis. And so what we did, like a radio station has radio links. You just have to make sure there's no, and you know, he had no cell phone coverage on the campus. And he had guys guarding the gates. And that other thing I mentioned is what made me think of this, about guarding these people come in. And he's paying those guys, and they 24 hours he had to have that because he had kids. It was a kids' camp. You got to make sure. And I mean, we covered so much, many of his needs. We also, on the CapEx, capital expenditures, which is the upfront cost. Maybe you got to pay $100,000 to get this installed. And then he was getting rates of $200, $300, for whatever, to get the cell tower and to get all these things. You didn't need any of that. The technology, you can be creative with all this. And I can get that upfront finance on a monthly, like at least 60 months, and then it drops off. The bottom line is what he was paying on a monthly basis for a product that was 2% of, I mean, it wasn't working, which means it was costing him time and money. It was a product that was inefficient, called broken by design, cost time and money, couldn't be fixed because it's the way it's designed. You gotta get rid of it, right? Get something that works. Ultimately, it actually reduced its cost when we were all said and done by a couple $1,000 a month. So he saved $25,000 a year. He got all new phone system, you state of the art, all of these different things. Long story short, and it, you know, even became more valuable later, but it's a solution. And he's not thinking about all these things from a technology perspective, but those are the types of solutions that I like to come up with. I enjoy that. There may be several accounts involved, but it's great. Now I have access, as if I'm an in-house account executive, say for Verizon, AT&T, with all of the partners or ones that I have, you know, partnerships, relationships with, and they actually compete for my business. So I've got very valuable customers. I come up with these solutions. And so when I say, I have access to all of the resources, that means maybe the example I just presented regarding the camp, I'm going to sit down and meet with their engineers that work specifically with their products, and I'm familiar with everything they have. But is it, you know, when we're doing these kinds of things, I'm in sales, I understand everything as well as anybody on the planet conceptually, but I don't get in there and connect every, I'm dealing with people, and I'm have a passion for, so I understand it, but I'm not getting my hands dirty, not the technical per se side. So I can collaborate with these guys as if I'm an employee. They want to win this deal, right? They're competing. We have the same, basically the portals, the pricing, you go through the same order process. The difference is also, anybody who's dealt with the accountings, that getting them on the phone, if there is an issue with billing afterwards, after the sale's done, how is that handled? And who's got to do it? again, it's just it, you pulling your hair out, right? You taking away from your core competencies. My culture, again, is based around the relationship, the most valuable. So not only am I in a position with a truly an unfair advantage, I can provide the best option every time. And there's still an account executive like there would be. And I don't charge you. You don't have to pay me. I come out of the same budget as an in-house account executive, which using me, which is 20 times the value. I, with all my customers, my clients, you know, I stay on as authorized on the account, just as out of the, it's valuable to me, the relationship. And I, if you have an billing issue or something's not working, I'm not going through the same channels as you. So you can stick to your core competencies. Treat me like an employee that you're not going to find someone with this experience level and specifically on in your needs, you know, with the products and services you have. I'm going to get it resolved in a different manner. And you're also going to save that time and headache and the staff and different people dealing with this mess. And you will just stay in communication, but that's another huge value benefit. As things change throughout the term of, you know, the subscription base, you know, there's things I can let you know if something better is available. We'll evaluate it at the end of each term, you know, if there's better options and why. I'm not signing up as the decision maker, by the way. Nothing's, you know, whoever makes the decision, you know your business. I'm simply the best person I know that can give you the options, explain why, explain where you can monetize or benefit or reduce costs or time or streamline your efficiencies. And there's so many ways, believe me, millions of ways. I found ways of generating for big apartment multi-dwellings that had 20 properties and 400, an extra 10 million in revenues, right, a year. These types of returns, and no embellishment here. Just so you know, like when you're a building owner, okay, and you're in that industry, you own a building, you have multi-dwelling units or just whatever, you own buildings. When you're shopping, you're looking for something, and this is just kind of layman's terms if you're in that industry. This is the language they speak. This is the way they think as a building owner. You're looking for, you shop for, you know, somebody's advertising this building for sale. They're going to have on there the cap rate, the capitalization rate. So for an example, what that means, let's say the building selling is $1 million, okay? And they say it's got a 10 cap. What that means is it generates $100,000 in net operating income each year. That's 10% net profit each year of the value, right? 10% of $1 million. I'm just giving you round numbers to make it easy to follow. And what that tells me, again, just generally speaking, it's a little more intricate than this, but it's going to take me 10 years to get my money back, right? So these numbers are very important. So when I own a building, it's really tough to, you know, if they run right, to change that operating income by a lot. You change it 0.3 or 0.4, you're pretty happy. You're doing some good things. You're generating more revenues. It's just, you're heading in the right direction. Imagine if you could just double it or just how much, you know, now the building value, it's also how the building's appraised or valued. It's going to increase. The building is only worth the income it generates, correct? No more, no less. It's losing money. It's not worth much. It's a bad hand. Fold. You know, if it's not going to, if you can't turn it around. So I think you kind of get the point. I created some solutions, and it's each one's custom to suit the specific needs of, of each business, each building, each scenario. But that can benefit the tenants, the owner, everybody immensely. I mean, occupancy rates go through the roof. The value, the unfair advantage you have over other buildings who don't do the things that I have available in the solution. So, and by the way, anybody who has a kind of multi-dwelling, give me a call. I'll do an evaluation for free. It won't cost you a penny. You'll know your return on investment in advance, right? When we're done with everything, and just have it. If you want to move forward, we can. And I also created ways of not coming out of pocket. In other words, generating a positive return on investment from month one. So there's no eliminating risk. So kind of saw a squirrel. I don't know if anybody's heard any of my other videos, but the ADD, I kind of wandered down this side path over here. I call that, I saw another squirrel, and I don't finish what I started. I get off on a whole another area. So I think it does all come together, though. You kind of get the gist of it. And I just wanted to establish for those of you who don't know KB Logix Business Solutions, how we're structured, the culture, and, you know, and just in layman's terms, you know, how we can literally provide the most value. I mean, we're uniquely structured as such and on purpose to always provide the most value. And the only way that works really and separates us is it is mandatory and it's a culture. And you know, anybody coming in to the company knows that out of it, and it's just ingrained. And that's the only one thing you know is the relationship is the most important, the value is the most important, because nobody really can truly say that they operate that way 100%. And so that's what separates us. And they're going to, and you know, the everybody doesn't operate from the start price, treat the margins, and everything I do is best price available. The only time you'll ever see any lower price than that, there's times you get this big deal and you're so far into it and you realize, you know, that the company says, I can't proceed if it's, and then behind closed doors, like a Windstream or one of these bigger companies, they're going to see where they, if they could cut here, cut a little bit there. And for those types, they might come up with customized. That's the only time we are stone cold solid, and you're uniquely in a position to not only have someone like me, you ain't pulling the wool over my eyes, I get it. I got all this access to all the tools and resources you do. So you got me, but with all of the vendors, I can start you off right away with the top few, whereas you would never even find them or know how to get on here, even know where to begin, or if you trust them or whatever. And then from there, I'm working on value for you. My loyalties, again, is that they're unique. It's 100%, and they know it. My loyalties are with the customer. You have nobody else out there like this. So that's what I'm, that's my sustainability. That's my growth. I took, during COVID, I kind of shut down this thing because I focused on ramping up an e-commerce store called KBL e-commerce. I've got private line now. It's active wear, leggings, and workout clothes. Some engineered, just certain lines I have are straight from Italy. I have some from Brazil, mainly Italy. And then I have some lower ones. They're produced in China or made, but they're, the quality is off the cusp, but you know, I can just save a little and pass that on by doing that. So it's all value, everything in that line. And it's mostly women's active wear. There's a few men's things, and then there's clothes and jeans and, you know, and dresses, different types of dresses, and different other products. I also have recently, I got Prada, I've got Madden. I've got some real name brands that I'm going to start building on. When I originally started the store, I was going more of a shop all, and I've got all stuff from every anything you can think of. And there's some value. Some of them take a little longer to ship. I don't keep everything in an inventory. It just makes more sense to do it that way. But I'm shifting a little bit some of that. But check us out at kblecommerce.com, and also Facebook pages. I've got three of them. So it would be facebook.com/ KBLECOM, KBLECOM/. I've got a store associated with that business page address, and that's my KBL e-commerce Instagram address. It's got a shop for shopping, and it's got, it's my primary kind of hub. And then I've got also facebook.com/KBLEcommerce, which is KBLEcommerce.com. Not as much activity on that one because the other one's kind of the hub. And then I've got the KB Logix Business Solutions, which would be, again, facebook.com/KBL Solutions, SOLUTIONS. Business Solutions, KBL Business, BUSINESS. And then the third S in a row starts Solutions. So KBL. So it's facebook.com/KBL. Business, BUSINESS, Solutions, another SOLUTIONS, and no .com, /D. All right, so I'll try to include those in the, in the description or in the message that goes with this post. And just to give you an idea, I wanted to let you all know that because I'm part of this post, and we got the new year, we're going to kick things off, and you know, I want any business out there, you all need technology. Nobody's going to get a better value than me. I will work with any small business. I have access to everything you need, and I get it. And I believe that I can put you in a much better position and reduce your costs in many different ways. I focus on the bigger, but I value the relationships. I'll help anybody. So contact me. My phone number is 954-516-0919. You call me directly. If I don't, for any reason, answer, it does forward to my cell, but, leave a message. I'll have survey pages on my business accounts. So make sure you follow us and check in at time to time. I'm just now going to start ramping up and putting, some product information for some of the best products in different spaces for, we're just having a really quality sweet spot, maybe best in class, and that cover the broadest scope of certain types of businesses, and I'll kind of let you know, and then maybe you can fill a survey out if you're inquiring and say, hey, can we schedule a chat or a demo, or you can contact me directly or email, but I'm going to start setting up, and I don't know all the ways I'll do it yet, but it'll be those sorts of ways. I'm going to start doing more video posts. Now, here's, and I don't care who you are, even if it's not for technology reasons, business technology. Yeah, I've been in sales for 32 years, immense success in different businesses, different levels, and been executives when I was in my 20s and traveled all over, did sales training, just had some really unique experiences and situations and circumstances. I'm going to start doing little training videos and on different topics. And you can get things out of these videos that benefit you immensely, and you'll leave wanting more. I'm telling you, I've been doing this a long time. I know the response. If you're not haven't been in sales and you start, you'll get something totally different, and it'll be positive. If it's just a matter of dealing with, you relate it to things like dealing with maybe your spouse or your kid, just handling, the difference in little things, the way you handle situation, you'll relate. If you're a veteran, seasoned salesperson, you will get value out of this, and it'll be interesting. All salespeople that are passionate, they want to hear I like hearing those stories about different stages and certain clothing, and how techniques and just so that's going to be something that I do regularly. Also, on a separate note, so I tune in for that. Anybody will get value out of that. I promise you that, and you'll like it. So give that a shot. Come in and listen to one. I'm going to try to set up so you can download them if you're busy, or you've got to watch half of it, watch the rest of it later, keep it somewhere. You can use it as a reference. You will gain value that you can get tangible value from that. It just doesn't cost anything. Share it, pass it around, use it in your sales meetings. There, I promise you there'll be value. I'm also going to go back through a little more specifics as where I got to where I'm at, just the growth and some of the past experiences and some very unique, again, things that happened that just, you know, took me from here to here overnight, like two or three different times in my life, 5 years apart, 10 years apart, that you just typically don't have nothing like that happen in a lifetime. I've lost everything I've made, more than most people have ever had, and just unique things that I just think there's a true value. It's interesting. There's a benefit for everybody. So I decided, you know what, and I got to get posted, and it benefits me. I think that from, you know, having an e-commerce store, search engine optimization, having people come to you and listen to these things really benefits me. All you businesses out there, let's talk. Let's talk about supporting one another. You know how that, how much our growth, our business can compound if we just look at it that way. It's not a negative, let's do it. I mean, Facebook gives us a unique platform for essentially nothing. Any business can put themselves on a map if they understand how the technology works, what they need to do. It's a unique opportunity. And most other platforms would pay a lot of money just to get this opportunity. Take advantage, doesn't, not much to it. It's just a real positive thing. It should be an essential to your business and its growth. And it can happen rapidly in this today's software-defined world that we live in. The way the technology works, how intelligent it is, the way it targets specific people that have a need for what you have. If you understand how to train the artificial intelligence to respond to you every day, you can have leaps in the right direction. So anybody has questions, give me a call. But let's all help each other out. I'm going to, KB Logix is kicking. And by the way, the purpose of the e-commerce store, I think it's interesting. It's taken a lot more time than I could have ever imagined. But was really to take the opportunity during COVID-19, with me being in technology and for so long and really having an understanding conceptually of how this software defined world works and how the AI, the artificial intelligence works, and how, you know, if you're just doing certain things and people are responding, it's going to send more traffic and it's going to really jumpstart your growth. I didn't have that much of a footprint for KB Logix in that space. E-commerce stores required, or they're not going to succeed, to put a big focus on in that area, on more so than any other business. And so I knew that by doing that and creating a successful e-commerce store, that I could bring KB Logix back now, future proof it, just going into the future and just do the same type of marketing. It works the same for everybody. But once those search engines start picking up and getting optimized and sending traffic, that's what happens. By myself, burning the candle at both ends each night, and I feel like I'm 4 months behind. I'm only 10% where I wanted to be. But I launched the store in the middle of, by myself. This is wearing a lot of hats. 169 visitors. Okay, it's not much, right? Two weeks. The next month, I had 12,978 visitors without placing an ad, without setting up all the other channels I could be set up on, like Amazon, eBay, Google Shadow. That wasn't set up on anyone. I just had set a shop up a few weeks back on, which wasn't even really, I didn't even try to monetize yet. In other words, it's not how I want it to be. And I'm getting this kind of traffic. 439 people a day was what it was through that 30-day, second 30, after the first 2 weeks. Just to give you an example, and that's just by hand, setting it up for what I knew I needed to do personally. And I did it just a fraction of what, if I had more time or had a bigger staff, what I would have done. So nothing was done just perfectly how I, in the perfect world, how I would have handled it. That's what can happen for anybody. Call me if you have questions. Let's all help each other out, support each other's businesses, and just do what we can to jumpstart one another. And there's power in numbers, all right? I recommend each other, share each other's posts with other people. Those are huge. So I know this is kind of long. I'm at the beach right now, as you can see, and so I'm going to get back to that and New Year's Day down in South Florida. But I you know, hope some people listen to this a little bit all over the place, but I just want to let you know what's in store with KB Logic's business solutions in the coming year. So it'll be a little bit of a slow ramp up in the next couple of weeks. You'll see some product, maybe like the Windstream's got an incredible product, the Office Suite. It's a communications system. There's a handful of other companies that have really good ones. Lots of people are using that because they've had to, they're more working remotely. And I mean, we'll get into details on that call. Reach out. I believe that we have a relationship with them that we're doing. We can give you 90 days at no cost. Think about that. And then you're still not pot commit 100% for any reason you want to get out, but you can try it. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity in a relationship with my company for those kinds of things. And imagine how immensely valuable that is. My loyalties are with the customers, and that's the route I want to go every time, is just whatever's in their best interest. The relationship is valuable to me because small businesses become big and technology is always changing. I want them to know that I've got every option and I'm loyal to them, and there's my sustainability, and referrals come in masses from that kind of relationship. And then I do whatever I can to enhance it. I'm an employee of yours, and it doesn't cost you a penny. I know companies to get these types of evaluations, you pay a lot of money. Okay. I'm not charging for it, not my customers. So 954-516-0919 for any reason. You can send an email, and I'm going to use the KBL e-commerce right now, just because I'm not sure if the info at KB Logix is set up, but info, info at KBLECOMMERCE.com. Send it there. Just say, hey, I'm reaching out regarding KB Logix business solutions, or if you have questions about KBL e-commerce. Whatever you have, I'm looking, trying to get a hold of Kevin. Told me to reach out if I had questions, and whatever. Explain it to me. If you want to schedule a talk or a Zoom, we can do whatever you want. Correspond through email, whatever is best for you. Okay, so that's what's in store. I knew I was going to be a little bit long-winded on this one, and I like to talk usually a little bit slower, and in a different in a manner that you can really kind of wrap your head around what I'm saying. But I wanted to get a lot out, not take too much of your time. But tune back in. Just keep an eye. Follow these posts so that you'll get notified. And I'll eventually, I'm going to get on a schedule. I'll let you know what that is. But there's going to be some very beneficial things, and I'm offering the tangible benefit in an area of just immense value to any business, any person. But I focus on business solutions. I can help people out in lots of different ways. But contact me, follow, and I'm going to be putting out some video posts, different things like that, on different new products. That everything I'm doing again in that area is just going to, there's quality, they're discounted. And people that are in my loop, I'll give some promo codes out, and just values you won't match anywhere else. I really want to get the traffic through the site. That's valuable, sometimes more so than a bigger margin. And just also, I value the relationship in so many ways. It comes back tenfold. So that's how we think. That's our philosophy. Hopefully, I don't know anybody who doesn't think that's better for them. So let's do it. Let's create good relationships by your company, my company, other, I'll just do what I can to enhance one another. And let's get this 2021 kicked off right, guys. All right. I appreciate all of you. You guys have been unbelievably supportive and helpful, and just kind of kicking these things off in the last several months, and I'm very appreciative. And so let's keep it rolling, baby. It's gonna be a good year. All right. Yeah. Ciao for now, man. Happy New Year. All right. And I'm done. You don't. Okay, baby. Where is this damn thing? What the fuck is going on here? God damn, I hate when you fucking do this shit. What the fuck? I'm gonna fucking find this again. Yes. Oops. I used that. I think I wrote. Alright, so it's Alright, let me just check this out real quick. Make sure. Better be in here too. I'm pissed if it's not. What's going on? Settings. Oh shit, it's in the other one. All right, we'll try it, but I don't think that's it anymore. I really don't. What the fuck? God damn, what's going on here? Actually, you don't want me to do this shit. Anymore. No, I want my recording. This damn thing. All right, where is this damn thing? Where the fuck is the goddamn? I need my recording. Wow. Now I want my fucking record. What? Oh, I did it over here. Gosh. That's cool. So.